Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to One Designer, Two Ideas. I hope you're having a happy Thursday. I'm Pam, your host, and the redesigner here. We come your way each week through the facilities of blogtalkradio.com. Why don't you check the entire, check them out. There are so many interesting shows on this channel. Well, during the last three shows, we have talked about reclaiming our space in our homes and decluttering. Our show, June 18th, centered around the garage where we found ways to declutter and organize. And I gave tips on how to achieve an uncluttered space to welcome the family cars back into the fold. Well, yesterday I read an article in a magazine written by a professional organizer entitled Maximize Your Storage Space, Begin in the Garage. In the article, she writes, a recent study found that 50% of homeowners claim their garage is the most disorganized place in the home. In addition, the Department of Energy cites 25% of people with two-car garages have too much clutter to leave room for the cars, while 32% only have room for one vehicle. It's ironic that many people would rather store boxes of unwanted stuff in the garage while leaving valuable cars outside to deal with the elements. Let's rethink our storage priorities and turn the garage into a space that's most organized and functional. And she gives these tips, and you'll think, if you were listening any time last week, these sound familiar. First, she says, make a plan. Secondly, she says, clear the space. Next, she says, sort the stuff. Next, she says, use the walls. Get rid of hazardous materials or find, you know, safe ways to store it. And the one that she listed, I didn't, is invest in an area rug. Limit the dirt tracked inside the house with a large area rug. For many, the garage serves as the main entry point into the home, so be prudent and keep the entryway as clean as possible. She ends this article with transforming your garage into an organized, functional space rather than a catch-all is one of the best and most satisfying ways to begin an organized routine. Not only will you delight in all the space you create, but your car will simply love its new indoor home. I think that was pretty good, but I felt so good when I read that. See, I research and study my subjects, but it really feels good to read the same points highlighted by another professional. Yes, ma'am. Well, looking forward to Monday's show. We'll be talking about lighting, all kind of ways, track lighting, all kind of ways to enhance a room and for better use, to be able to see, to increase your lighting so that you can see. Well, what is the difference between a lamp and a light fixture? And how does light affect your room's decor? And what other items can be considered a light source? Tune in Monday, June 29th at 1 p.m. and be informed. Listen, guys, enjoy your weekend and see you Monday. This has been One Designer, Two Ideas, and I'm Pam. But you can call me the designer.